listening to CMDA Matters, the weekly podcast of Christian Medical and Dental Associations. Here's your host, Dr. Mike Chubb.
You know, this week's episode has me thinking quite a bit about the remarkable history of CMDA. And it's fitting because this is the time of year when new healthcare students arrive on one of the 360-plus campuses where CMDA has a ministry group, and they get started in their training. You know, that's how CMDA actually got started back in 1931, when two medical students, George Peterson and Ken Geezer, both at the Northwestern University School of Medicine, they started meeting together regularly for encouragement and Bible study. And it wasn't long before others joined them and began learning how to grow in their faith while learning and practicing medicine. Today, CMDA is the nation's largest faith-based professional healthcare association, and we're thankful to all the members and other champions over the years who've joined together under the banner of CMDA to bring the hope and healing of Jesus Christ to our world. My guests today on the program are two people who took up the mantle of CMDA actually after they had started their practices, and they have been stalwart supporters and ministry partners since they joined the ministry so many years ago. I know you're going to be blessed as you hear from two exemplars, Dr. Gloria and Dr. Paul Halverson, who were this year's co-recipients of CMDA's Servant of Christ Award. Well, I have the unique privilege of inviting to the program today on CMDA Matters one of our award winners for 2024. You know, the award that is called the Servant of Christ Award for CMDA has been around for 52 years. And that award is, the recipients are chosen by our board of trustees, and it's intended for physicians or dentists whose careers exemplify commitment to healthcare excellence, together with, linked with a stalwart, steadfast faith in Christ Jesus. And so this year, it's not many years where we have dual recipients, but this year, recipients of that award, the Servant of Christ, are Drs. Gloria and Paul Halverson. So welcome to CMDA Matters, all the way from Door County, Wisconsin today.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Good to be with you again.
Both of you are Professor Emeritus at the Medical College of Wisconsin, Gloria in the OBGYN department, and Paul in internal medicine. And I understand, Paul, that you continue to teach from time to time. Is that right, at the MCW?
Yes, monthly lectures in rheumatology.
Well, Gloria, I think I met you. I'm not sure Paul was along with you for that time period, but back in the year 2000, my first introduction to you was Brackenhurst, Kenya, just outside of Nairobi, and you had been recruited to come and give some lectures to missionaries. And it wasn't long after that you were invited to become part of the oldest commission of CMDA, the CMDE. And over many years, you came and gave lectures and provided great leadership. And I think my favorite part was the funny videos that you would share in the in the plenary sessions that would always always have the crowd laughing.
Well, the people who I worked with here would tell you that that was my favorite 2 weeks of the year. And then I came back just floating on a cloud and so in touch with God. And yes, that was my first introduction to CMDA, and it couldn't have been better. What was interesting about those jokes is I would get more comments from the missionaries about how they loved the jokes and than they would when I'd put 40 hours into a lecture to get ready for them. And I think we all need to laugh, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And Paul, when did you get started with your CMDE contributions?
That started 1 year after Gloria 2001, and it's kept really continuously going for about 20 years.
Well, let's go back to the beginning of your relationship as a couple who became both of you physicians. How did the two of you meet on that path to becoming physicians? And were you Christ followers at that time?
We met in undergrad at a place in Minnesota called McAllister College. Gloria was raised in the Presbyterian Church. I was raised in the Methodist Church. And probably looking back, we would say we never really had a full relationship with Jesus. And so we weren't really regular in our Christian walk at that time. It wasn't until we actually came to Milwaukee and started medical school and eventually started attending Elmbrook Church, where Stuart Briscoe was preaching, that we really got good, solid discipling. And that really brought us to Christ in a way that we never had been before.
That's an unusual time for people to make commitments to Christ during residency. They're usually not thinking about spiritual things too much.
It was a difficult time, so we needed the Lord more than ever.
Yeah it was really hard because I was the first woman they ever had in the OBGYN residency, which is hard to believe today. They made it really hard because they figured if I would quit, then they wouldn't ever take another woman. So these were difficult days, and Paul is right. I don't know that we'd have made it without Christ in our life.
And before that, from your citation, that you were the first married woman in medical school. And so you've been blazing a trail for women.
And none of the trailblazing did I seek, let me tell you. None of it was on my agenda.
So what would you say was key to your discipleship? You've alluded to the fact that you were steward Briscoe's church in Elmbrook. Any other factors for you? Because you didn't know about CMDA at this point in time.
We didn't, no. We got heavily involved with activities at church and really dove deep into scripture and Bible study. Fortunately, growing up, we knew all the old hymns. We had some foundation, you know, to go on. But we got involved with communities of believers, which I think are really important, as well as scripture.
And rather early on, I became involved in Elmbrook's missions committees. It had several. And so for 25 years, that was a part of my regular life at Elmbrook, was working with missionaries and really developing some close relationships. So it was always in my mind. And I think that we had opportunities. So we did do some traveling to China and to Guatemala in those years. It wasn't, you know, it was before CMDA, but it was still, some of that was directed toward the Lord.
Well, yeah, and it was in China that we first heard about CMDA. A dear friend now, Susan Rutherford, was on the team. We'd never met her, and her life was crazy, and she started talking to us about Margin and Dick Swenson and all these things that seemed like it filled voids in our lives, and that's where we first heard about it.
Well, during the times when I've talked to both of you together or separately, I'm always amazed when I talk about some ministry post in some country around the world. Oh, yeah, we went to that. We were there back in such and such a year. We served there. And certainly with the Medical Education International Ministry, you've been involved in Northern Macedonia in the past. All sorts of opportunities to teach. And that, I want to segue to student ministry, because it's a ministry that you continue to be involved with at the Medical College of Wisconsin. So how have you seen student ministry change and the lives of students change in terms of walking with Christ in medical school over these past 25 years?
Well, I think the medical students are in some ways sort of like the doctors, and feeling that, you know, they're just stretched all the time. When we read about, you know, physicians being burned out, but medical students, half of them supposedly have burnout too. And so over the years, it's been harder to get them to get together. We in the past would be more regularly having lunchtime programs for them, and now this has become a rarity. They do have a weekly Bible study, which is attended by probably a relatively small number of students. So a lot of students who might be involved in various ways are not even exactly doing that. But they still are really open to things like mentorship programs, and that's one of the things that we try and do. Our local group, which is small, does try and support anything we can to do with the students. And one of the things is to provide just a welcoming fellowship in the beginning of their school year around Labor Day, but then try to set up programming which can involve students and dental students as well, not just medical students, that go out through the year at several points, and also involve people, physicians who are Christian and a bit of different stripes in the local community to come and benefit from good teaching.
I'm sure, Mike, you remember, as a first-year medical student, probably as well as I do, how, you know, biochemistry and anatomy and all of these things you're spending a lot of time on, you're just chomping at the bit to get out with patients, you know, and real doctors and see what they do. And so we have found the medical students anxious to come. We always invite them to our graduate, you know, level meetings and the speakers we have and to our picnic and to all sorts of things. And we have a mentoring program set up within the medical school with Christian physicians. And those are the things the medical students really crave.
Now, outside of student ministry, I've met a number of senior consultant or attending level physicians. For them, the medical student ministry is all that CMDA does. It's all they're familiar with. But clearly, there are other ministries that graduate physicians and dentists and other healthcare professionals are involved with. Has there been any secret sauce in terms of what you've seen lights the fire of local physicians? Is it fellowship? Is it Bible study? Is it being on mission together? What have you seen, not just maybe in the context of Milwaukee, but in other communities where you've known physicians that have had vibrant communities of physicians?
Well, I think that one of the things that is necessary is to have some goals. In other words, to have a mission. So if one of our missions does relate to the medical students, then that, you know, that really is a driver that really keeps us going. I think the other thing that we like to do is to share whenever we have had a chance with the attendees to some of our meetings about, you know, what else is going on in CMDA, what we have done personally with CMDA that has been meaningful. And I think, I don't know how some groups seem to have such a big group. We don't seem to be able to have people that are willing to turn out in those huge numbers. But anyways, we'll keep working at it. We're still trying to be faithful in our witness to the local group.
And we also find that the speakers we bring in, the popular ones, are the ones dealing with spiritual issues. Because those are the things that our physicians don't need more continuing medical education. It doesn't draw them as much to the group. I think the fellowship is really important to them and, you know, getting to meet together and share. And then also to talk about spiritual issues that we're all still learning and growing.
You know, historically, continuing education, broad spectrum of topics, but it seems like now with politics and polarization, even touching on certainly on bioethical issues and on sanctity of life issues, how are you seeing local physicians respond to talks that maybe couldn't happen otherwise unless a CMDA brought those topics to the forefront because of sanctity of life? It's not popular out there in the secular CME world to talk about those things.
Right. Well, that's where they find, you know, like-minded people to come together to some of the talks. Our last speaker, we flew in to talk about not Democrat, not Republican, but Christian, you know,
yeah,
and how you respond to all this, because it's so, so timely right now. And it's so important that we have unity as Christians, which are unfortunately so divided. So we've got to work on getting that love and unity out there.
Well, Gloria, I will direct this question for you because it's one of your heartthrobs. I mentioned earlier your leadership and involvement with a commission of CMDA, Women Physicians and Dentists in Christ. How have you seen the ministry evolving, and what do you hope to see happening in the next 5 to 10 years?
Oh, my goodness. First of all, that's my tribe. To find someone who is a Christian and a woman and a physician, that brings a certain set of issues into your life. And these women get it. You know, they understand the stress that each person is under. And so it really does draw women physicians to it. The fellowship, as I said, my best friends in the world, actually, many of them come out of that group. I actually went down to the Cove to speak it was WIMD then, as their speaker. I hadn't been a member before. And I called Paul on the phone and I said, you know, I'm trying so hard to minister to these guys. I just came down here wanting to minister and they just keep ministering to me. And this is a group I've got to get involved with. And I did. I went on the commission and I became chair.
Before we continue with this week's episode, here's a special announcement for you. Ladies, this announcement is just for you. CMDA's Women Physicians and Dentists in Christ, known around here as WPDC, is an outreach ministry to provide resources for Christian women physicians and dentists to integrate their personal, professional, and spiritual lives. They encourage and support Christian female physicians and dentists as they share the unique challenges of their multiple roles. They do so by organizing an annual conference, weekend retreats, publications, mission opportunities, marriage enrichment weekends, and much more. If you're not yet involved, please visit cmda.org/WPDC to learn more and to subscribe to the WPDC Pulse, their monthly newsletter. We can't wait to meet you. The effects of today's healthcare professions have taken a toll on marriages. Increasing time pressures, financial burdens, continuing education requirements, and countless demands have made building strong marriage relationships all the more difficult. You and your spouse are invited to attend an upcoming CMDA Marriage Enrichment Weekend in a comfortable, get-away-from-it-all setting, allowing you to communicate and experience a deeper appreciation for your marriage partnership. Led by members of CMDA's Marriage Commission, these weekends have a threefold format consisting of brief information sessions, private time for couples to work on assignments to assess their relationship, and small group sessions to address the unique needs and stresses of healthcare marriages. To learn more and register for an upcoming Marriage Enrichment Weekend, visit cmda.org/marriage. Let's jump right back into this week's episode.
When I was chair, one of the things missing was mission trips. And you know, the problem is that if you look at the demographic that you mentioned, Mike, also in occupations, the largest group of single women are in medicine, and they're not likely to get on a plane and get off in Kabul and say, well, I'm here to do 2 weeks of mission work and ministry, you know? But if they can find groups that they can go with, that they understand, they're more likely to do it. And then you know they're going to get caught, that it's going to impact their life so much. So I put together a trip to Ecuador, where we, you know, had a medical surgical team. And then we had a trip dealing with human trafficking down to Nicaragua. And then that kept growing within GHO. And I think that's a really good thing to see the bigger picture, because for women in medicine, if you, especially if you've got children, there is no margin left to see the bigger world and what God's doing through his creation. So that's an area that WPDC really still wants to work on. The organization has grown tremendously. We've put together a thing called Grasping Power Through Surrender, GPS. They're weekend retreats with small groups of women where you can really be transparent and get prayer and study scripture and get relaxation and refreshment. And I really think we're going to see those areas growing, because that's something that women need and you can't get in large groups. You know, the Marriage Enrichment Ministry, they have sessions now just for couples where the woman is a physician. The man might be or might not, but he's living with a woman physician, which puts in a whole bunch more challenges. So I think that that's going to grow within WPDC and within the Marriage Enrichment Group. There's lots of places for cooperation between WPDC and other ministries of CMDA. And I'd like to see that grow. So again, we don't overlap, but come more together. And it's just going to grow because it really fits what these women need.
Meets a need, yes. And Paul, along the way, there's been some informal ministry, I'm guessing, because you go to a number of the events and meet with both medical and non-medical men, spouses of the women involved in the ministry.
Oh, sure. WPDC has tried to put together a men's track, and I think that's a good place to meet and spend some time with other men. But really, I mean, Gloria has friends there, but a lot of these women friends, they're my friends too. Yeah. And so we go to dinner together and we share, and it's not as if, you know, the males are just, are excluded.
They're really persona non grata. Yeah.
Yeah. No, they're invited to, we have good, really wonderful relationships.
I think for any woman in medicine that's married, you've got to have a good partnership to be able to have all these balls in the air. So the men are really treasured. There's no, you know, there's no them and us kind of thing there. Yeah. My friends always look forward to seeing Paul and greeting him.
As do we on the during your time of service on the board. And I'll segue, you've served, I think, at least 12, if not 13 or 14 years on our board of trustees, first for 8 years. And then you came out of board retirement and heard the Lord's voice, you tell me, and became our president at the same time, that same year that I became the CEO. And those were 2 years that were could be described as anything but uneventful, with COVID pandemic and coupled with crisis and societal unrest related to racism issues. So, yep. Gloria, as you think back on those times, were there some things that God showed you or taught you along the way as chair of our board and president of CMDA?
Oh, my goodness. Absolutely. In fact, when I did my final president's report, I said I wanted to talk more about what God had taught me than what CMDA, you know, was doing in that period. We did live together, Mike, through a very challenging time. And I think that the first thing I have to say is many things happened that were difficult. And so it's really good to know that you're called by God and have a really strong prayer life and connection with Him, because that's what keeps you going. You realize very early with humility that you just can't handle it all. You know, 2 Corinthians 12:8, with my strength is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. You really realize your weakness and the fact that you really need God working. You know, Spurgeon said, all our infirmities, whatever they are just opportunities for God to display His gracious work in us. And it is an opportunity to get closer to God when you're just over your head and you know you can't handle it. People talk about, you know, when God calls you, He equips you, and that's definitely the place. So for me, it gave me an opportunity to grow my own relationship with God. It made me realize more what it means to be a servant leader and the importance of being there to serve, not looking for power or looking for anything else from it, but to be a servant leader to these wonderful servants of Christ that you meet and are in awe of some of all that they are able to do. We have so many within our organization and so many on the board. I found it was a really great privilege to serve, and even on those difficult days, to realize what a privilege it was and be thankful to God, because you realize that he never needed me to do that job. He could have very well done it without me, but he blessed me by allowing me to come into that role and be walking alongside you and, you know, have these great opportunities. I realized how well CMDA is governed and what a precious group of people are not only on the board, but in the house and in the membership that you meet at all of these meetings. You can learn just so much from the rest of the community that you get the privilege of dealing with. I think I learned patience because of needing God to supply the answers and not just coming up with themselves. And patience is something I'm not very good at, but just wait for God to untangle the knots and give you the answers. And also to be like Moses when his arms were lifted up over the battlefield. Realize you cannot do it, but there are a lot of people that you're working with that are much better gifted than you are in different areas. So you have to learn to delegate well and not take on the burdens yourself. I think this applies to anybody in medicine who's in a leadership position, and all of us are in leadership positions and win one way or another. And also just give yourself some grace as God gives us grace, because I've too long in my life been driven by perfection and I'm never going to get there. And to realize that God's perfect work is done by His imperfect people, and it's okay. God pull out what He needs from it.
Well, thank you for sharing those insights for all of us to hear. Dr. Gloria and Dr. Paul Halverson. God bless you and enjoy the rest of your summer up there in Door County, Wisconsin.
And blessings to you and CMDA.
Many blessings.
I am so thankful for Gloria's leadership within CMDA and for both Gloria's and Paul's continued commitment to be leaders, as well as disciple makers and mentors to the next generation of Christian healthcare professionals. If you'd actually like to read the full citation of the Servant of Christ Award that they received at our convention earlier this year, please visit cmda.org/awards. And by the way, that same website is available for nominations for future CMDA Servant of Christ Award winners, as well as the Educator of the Year and the President's Heritage Award. So feel free to honor or recognize physicians or dentists or other leaders who've impacted healthcare in your sphere of influence and who have been exemplars in their careers. It is so easy. Just submit your nomination by going to cmda.org/awards. By the way, you might just have a story that's similar to Gloria and Paul about how you got involved in CMDA. We would love to hear from you. Why don't you share your CMDA story? Just take a few minutes and email a paragraph or two to cmdamatters@cmda.org. Who knows? You might just be hearing me share your story on a future podcast. It's certainly fitting that Gloria and Paul were on the podcast today because the WPDC, Women Physicians and Dentists in Christ, annual conference is in Branson, Missouri and starts today. And this year, they are celebrating their 30th anniversary of providing resources for Christian women physicians and dentists, integrating their personal, professional, and spiritual lives. Congratulations on 30 years of ministry, WPDC. If you want to learn more about WPDC, just check out the article that features the WPDC ministry and was included in our summer 2024 edition of CMDA Today, which is our quarterly magazine or journal. You can find that article at cmda.org/cmdatoday, or you can find a link in our show notes. Speaking of our magazine, Dr. Gloria was actually featured in the cover article from that same summer 2024 edition of CMDA Today. That story shares about four ladies who found a special connection within CMDA during the difficult days of COVID back in 2020. I hope you'll take the time to read this article. That link again is cmda.org/cmdatoday. A couple of times in our interview, Gloria mentioned the concept of margin and how important it is to find margin within our busy lives as healthcare professionals. And it reminded me about a great book that's available for you in the online CMDA bookstore. It's called Margin: Restoring Emotional, Physical, Financial, and Time Reserves to Overloaded Lives. And it was written by CMDA member Dr. Richard Swenson, who has spoken to tens of thousands of Christian healthcare professionals over his career. The concept of margin will help you, friends, create boundaries to protect your time and sanity when you may desperately need both of those. Written for all whose standard line happens to be, "Well, I'm too busy," this insightful resource focuses on four key areas: emotional energy, physical stamina, time, and your finances. You can get your copy today by going to cmda.org/bookstore. And yes, we've included a link in our show notes today. I hope that you'll join me next Thursday for another new episode of CMDA Matters. I'll be joined by regular co-host Dr. Jeff Barrows as we welcome special guest Dr. Stephen Gersovich. He's a child and adolescent psychiatrist who also discovered CMDA well into his practice years. He joined us recently to talk about ministry to a demographic in our churches that he feels is the most underserved group in the United States church right now. And those are parents of children with mental health or neurodevelopmental problems. So please make sure to come back and listen to our conversation next week. I'm going to close out this week's episode with a testimony that we recently received from a second-year medical student in Florida who said, quote, "Coming to medical school from out of state, I was so nervous about finding community that also desired to know and follow Christ. CMDA became that staple in my life in order to be around other believers and grow in our faith throughout the journey of med school." I absolutely love hearing testimonies like this. It thrills my heart because that's exactly what we do here at CMDA. We want to help Christian healthcare students like this student and healthcare professionals like Gloria and Paul and you who are listening to find that community, a community which helps them and you, friends, grow in your faith. And as you grow as disciples of Jesus Christ in healthcare, you will succeed in bringing the hope and healing of Christ to the world. That's what matters to CMDA, and CMDA matters. Friends, we'll see you next week, God willing.
Thanks for listening to CMDA Matters. If you would like to suggest a future guest or share a comment with us, please email cmdamatters@cmda.org. And if you like the podcast, be sure to give us a 5-star rating and share it on your favorite social media platform. This podcast has been a production of Christian Medical and Dental Associations. The opinions expressed by guests on this podcast are not necessarily endorsed by Christian Medical and Dental Associations. CMDA is a nonpartisan organization that does not endorse political parties or candidates for public office. The views expressed on this podcast reflect judgments regarding principles and values held by CMDA and its members and are not intended to imply endorsement of any political party or candidate.